Because throughout October, East Coast FM is celebrating Wicklow Naturally's Oktoberfest. We did it yesterday, and the month-long event highlights the amazing local food and drink producers right around Wicklow. Let's talk to Chef Tig Byrne. He's been cooking up a storm during October, and he's on the line. Hiya, Tig.
Hey, David. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, yes. Why, you sound like you're shouting from the bottom of the garden or something?
I'm actually in the kitchen at the moment.
Well, that's where you should be.
Yeah, that's where I belong, doing my thing.
Yeah, doing my thing. Tell us about your October cooking and what you're doing for the Naturally Oktoberfest.
Well, as part of Wicklow Naturally's kind of goals, one of them is to get signature Wicklow dishes out there for Wicklow. So I'm on the panel for that, and we've been working hard trying to develop signature dishes for Wicklow. And we were cooking them on Nationwide recently. We had a feature a couple of days ago. And we're trying to get them into restaurants, cafes, and hotels across the county at the moment. And there's currently a couple of places doing these signature dishes that your listeners can attend. I'll give them a little plug now. Lily's on Church Street in Wicklow Town. And then there's Kilrotary House as well. And I've got my own catering company, Fed Up Catering. So these dishes, I can tell you a bit more about them in a sec. But they're available this weekend.
Yeah, we were speaking to the lady from Kilrotary yesterday. She was gas altogether. She was great fun. And
I was listening, yeah.
Yeah, and she you know, she was saying that, you know, they're muddling on. They've got a kind of an honesty box going on. I thought it was really, really interesting. Just tell me, what do I instinctively think of when you mention the word Wicklow? I'd say lamb.
Venison is the one. I mean, we do have a lot of lamb, but places like Mayo as well, you know, do a lot of lamb. But venison is the one that we're pushing because there's an abundance of venison on the market at the moment, and it's in season, and it goes very well with all the berries that grow all over County Wicklow, like blackberries that have just been in season, and then we get bilberries and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that sounds great. Blackberries and venison sounds great.
With a bit of stout from local brewers, because, we distillers and brewers all over Wicklow, and there's a lot of talent out there. So, and we've got a potato cake as well. So, you know, a nice kind of all-rounder, keep everyone happy. That one's vegan, but you can mix it up. You can match it with bacon or, you know, put different things, wild garlic in it. Or we were putting the rock samphire from Wicklow, the murra that grows along the rock there. So, yeah, and then a cheese board as well. So we've cheeses from all over Wicklow, a rhubarb and gorse flour crumble, sheep ice cream, local hazelnuts,
Yeah, okay, stop. I'm having a cheese sandwich for lunch. Okay.
I know, it's heavy lunch.
Give me a break. Just finally, your personal outfit is called Fed Up.
That's right.
Are you fed up?
I'm not. I'm surviving. I mean, it's tough times for everyone, you know. I had to give up my production kitchen, but I'm rethinking everything, and I'm ready to relaunch next year, so it's a good time to kind of sit down and do the paperwork and kind of develop a plan. So it really is sink or swim for hospitality at the moment.
Yeah.
As you know, as they were saying in Kilrotary, and they seem to be doing a very good job at adapting, and a lot of places are. So, yeah.
Well best of luck with that, because it is about a bit of pivoting and only the strong survive. Tig, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Love the show, and thanks for giving us the platform to tell our
story. Not at all. Good to have you on and speak.